What if the thing breaking your heart isn't the thing God wants you to notice most? Join me as we uncover a powerful lesson from Jonah's life that challenges us to look beyond our own concerns and see people through the compassionate eyes of God. You know, when it comes to animals, I'm pretty sappy. My heart hurts when I see a hurting dog limping on the roadside or a cat that's skin and bones that might need some nourishment. Let me tell you about this crazy story. So I was driving to a meeting in Little Rock one day, and I was coming through this little town, Cave City, and I noticed something odd on the side of the road. And it was early, I mean, just kind of barely daylight, but I could see what I thought was a can on a cat's head just sitting on the side of the road. And it was really close to the road, just kind of perched on the edge of the sidewalk with its head pointing towards traffic. Well, I pulled over immediately. I jumped out. I made my way closer to this strange sight. And sure enough, this cat had a can stuck on its head. And I'm certain that it had just been, you know, trying to savor those last little morsels, pushing further and further into the can, and then it just couldn't get its head out. Well, my heart hurt for the poor thing. I mean, he was in darkness and probably scared to death. He was trying to navigate without any light, just trying to find his way. And he seemed like he had given up, as, I mean, he wasn't really even sure what to do, being at this spot where he heard lots of noise but wasn't sure how to proceed. So I came up to him and I quietly bent down and I grabbed the front of the can and I pulled it, and just with little effort, the can came off and the cat jumped back and it ran in the other direction away from the danger of the road. Isn't that a crazy story? Okay, well, here's another one for you. You remember Jonah? Well, he's finally delivered God's message, just those 8 little words, and the people had repented. But Jonah's reaction wasn't joy. It was anger. He was upset that the people had repented. He knew God's power, and he was certain that this is what would happen, but he did not want those people to be saved. Why not? Well, because they were Ninevites. They had once taken over Israel, and they were ruthless people. They were savage, and Jonah believed that they were unworthy of God's love. So Jonah, sulking after all the events that had taken place, went outside the city, and he sat to watch what might happen within the city. And I wonder if in this moment he was just kind of hoping that they would fail, you know, turn back to their sin, and then he would be able to say that he was right. Well, Jonah creates this little spot with a shelter, but in that moment, God did something miraculous. He caused this gourd to grow to provide protection from the scorching sun over Jonah. And Jonah was excited for the gourd, and I mean, he was pleased about it. But the next morning, God prepared a worm to devour and destroy the gourd, and Jonah was angry. You have your Bible this morning? Let's open it up to Jonah chapter 4, and I want us to read verses 8 through 11. And it happened when the sun arose that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. And then he wished death for himself and said, "It is better for me to die than to live." And then God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" And he said, "It is right for me to be angry, even to death." But the Lord said, "You had pity on the plant for which you have not labored, nor made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which are more than 120,000 people who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock?" Jonah was angry and emotional about the destruction of the gourd, but not the people. Do we have our priorities straight? I mean, even though I was concerned about a cat in danger, am I just as concerned about people who are lost? People who don't know the love of Jesus Christ and will, I mean, really spend eternity in hell? I mean, they're in darkness, trying to navigate this world without the light. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the light. They need Jesus, but do I recognize their danger? Do I stop what I'm doing and run to warn them of what lies ahead? Do I risk my own safety to bring them to safety? They're hopeless unless someone comes to rescue them. You know, at first, I was angry at Jonah for his selfishness, but now I realize I'm no better than Jonah. Is there someone that you know is walking in darkness? What will you do today to bring them to the light of the world? Hey, I've got a few more things that I'd love to share with you if you've got a little more time this morning. Text the number on your screen, or you can scan that QR code for more on lessons from the life of Jonah. Hey, go grab a refill on your coffee and let's dig in. Thanks for joining me for Awake My Soul. I hope you enjoy your day.